Hello. This is the listening part. Here are the instructions. You will hear each recording twice. There is a pause before each task so that you can look at it. Work on the task while listening. At the end, there is another pause to let you think about your answer. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task one. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Now listen to the recording.
Welcome back, everyone. On today's show, we have Tolga Taskin from Hamburg, a free diver who has just set a new world record. Congratulations and welcome to the program, Tolga.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell our listeners about this new record you've just set.
I've just recently dove underneath the ice-covered lake in Austria, Lake Weissensee, and now have a new world record. I have a depth of 78.4 metres, beating the old record of about 70 metres. Now, freediving is just diving down and back up again on a single breath without any additional oxygen. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Wow. I mean, that is a huge physical and mental performance, Tolga. What makes you do it? What makes you get down there?
Well, it's definitely the feeling of peace and freedom. There's no distraction. It's deadly silent. In some ways, it feels like being on the moon. There's a sense of weightlessness. And of course, I have to focus a lot and rely on myself, which I kind of like, really.
And I have to ask, would you say that this is a childhood dream that has come true?
No, not really. When I left school, I didn't have a plan. I lived as a bit of a hippie for a few years without electricity or running water. When I was about 23, I started a little business with a friend making tiny greenhouses. It was a business that we called Green You, and it was pretty successful.
Wow. Now, I also happen to know you were also a DJ for 4 years and a male nurse in an old people's home. So I suppose my question is, Tolga, how did you realise what you really want in life?
I remember having holidays in Turkey when I was little, visiting my grandparents, and we'd hang out with lots of people and enjoy ourselves and sing and dance and play along the beach and, of course, swim in the sea. So I knew I wanted to do fun things. And later on, I became interested in diving and then through that became a diving coach.
Okay, so now at 30 years old, you are the co-owner of the largest free diving school in Europe.
Yeah, that's right. Everything just came together, really. I went to a lot of diving events. After I started diving, then I became a coach and I got to know lots of other people, thought the same things as me, and I built up and developed my network. And then also for that, I started filming underwater productions, working as a stunt double and an actor underwater as well.
And where do you see yourself in 10 years then?
Certainly still freediving, but hard to know really otherwise. Something that follows my passion, something that I'm enthusiastic about. You know, everything I should do, I feel like I should do it with conviction.
Tolga, congratulations on your success again, and thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
You're welcome. Thanks for the chance to speak to you.
Now, listen again.
Welcome back, everyone. On today's show, we have Tolga Taskin from Hamburg, a free diver who has just set a new world record. Congratulations and welcome to the program, Tolga.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, tell our listeners about this new record you've just set.
Well, I've just recently dove underneath the ice-covered lake in Austria, Lake Weißensee, and now have a new world record. I have a depth of 78.4 meters, beating the old record of about 70 meters. Now, freediving is just diving down and back up again on a single breath without any additional oxygen. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Wow. I mean, that is a huge physical and mental performance, Tolga. What makes you do it? What makes you get down there?
Well, it's definitely the feeling of peace and freedom. There's no distraction. It's deadly silent. In some ways, it feels like being on the moon. There's a sense of weightlessness. And of course, I have to focus a lot and rely on myself, which I kind of like, really.
And I have to ask, would you say that this is a childhood dream that has come true?
No, not really. When I left school, I didn't have a plan. I lived as a bit of a hippie for a few years without electricity or running water. When I was about 23, I started a little business with a friend making tiny greenhouses. It was a business that we called Green U, and it was pretty successful.
Wow. Now, I also happen to know you were also a DJ for 4 years and a male nurse in an old people's home. So I suppose my question is, Tolga, how did you realize what you really want in life?
I remember having holidays in Turkey when I was little, visiting my grandparents, and we'd hang out with lots of people and enjoy ourselves and sing and dance and play along the beach and, of course, swim in the sea. So I knew I wanted to do fun things. And later on, I became interested in diving and then through that became a diving coach.
Okay, so now at 30 years old, you are the co-owner of the largest free diving school in Europe.
Yeah, that's right. Everything just came together, really. I went to a lot of diving events. After I started diving, then I became a coach and I got to know lots of other people, thought the same things as me, and I built up and developed my network. And then also for that, I started filming underwater productions, working as a stunt double and an actor underwater as well.
And where do you see yourself in 10 years then?
Certainly still free diving, but yeah, hard to know really otherwise. Something that follows my passion, something that I'm enthusiastic about. You know, everything I should do, I feel like I should do it with conviction.
Tolga, congratulations on your success again, and thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
You're welcome. Thanks for the chance to speak to you.
This is the end of the task.